The UAlbany School of Criminal Justice is sponsoring Justice and Multiculturalism in the 21st Century, a year-long project that will examine issues of justice and diversity through collaborations among scholars, students, and the community. The school's aim is to create opportunities for engagements with diverse populations across the university and throughout the region. Included in the project will be lectures, a film series, and panel discussions, culminating with a national symposium in the spring. Joining us now to tell us more, we welcome Dr. Nicole Rafter and Dr. Frankie Bailey to give us an idea of what is a part of this Justice and Multiculturalism in the 21st Century project. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a great pleasure to have you both here. Let us begin with you, Nicole, because you are you're actually speaking this afternoon, right?
I think it's this morning.
Oh, this morning.
It's at noon.
It's at noon. You're right. Yeah. So at noon, you're speaking. So one of the lectures that is talking about many of the issues that bring all of this together.
Yes. Frankie asked me to, she told me about the series and the focus on multiculturalism and several other themes, and asked me if I could put together my current research on genocide with the themes of her program. So what I'm doing is talking about genocide and the definition of genocide according to the UN, but then I'm raising a lot of questions about that definition in terms of multiculturalism.
So, Frankie, how did this all come about? What is it that you wanted to, I mentioned it briefly in the introduction, but what you wanted to accomplish through this series of dialogues?
Yeah, we had an opportunity to apply for a grant and from SUNY Central, and we decided, even thinking about what we wanted to do, we're looking at the possibilities in terms of community engagement. The university has a long tradition of community engagement, and we're pushing that even more right now. And so we were thinking about where the School of Criminal Justice as a nationally ranked school. We're one or two in the country, and we have this tradition of education and research, but we wanted to reach out to the community more and think about how we would deal with issues of social justice and that intersection with criminal justice. So what we want to do in this first year is the activities you talk about, the film series, the lecture series, the symposium, but we also want to use it as a startup year when we're going to be looking at moving towards a multi-year institute within the school that would deal with this topic. And we want to become this kind of virtual and physical center, bringing together academic units in the university, on other campuses, and the community for kinds of innovative collaborations where we're exploring, discussing, looking at ways to do research. And we have this website that we're designing. And so we're hoping all this is going to come together where the School of Criminal Justice becomes a center for, there are a lot of groups and organizations, academic units already doing a piece of this, but we want to bring them together to think about, how we put it together in terms of collaborations.
The term multiculturalism, give us what should we get out of that term?
It's a broad term. It includes gender, sexuality, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, religion, veteran status, disability status, the various types of diversities. Any type of diversity that you might think about that I may have forgotten to mention would be included in that term. But we're looking at, as we move into the 21st century, there are so many groupings in terms of how people are dividing themselves up and how they're thinking about, social justice and issues around that. So we want to think about it as broader than diversity. That's the way the university is thinking about it now. That's not just race, ethnicity, but we're looking at all types of multiculturalism.
And it comes, and just, again, a definitional question about coming from the criminal justice school, but we are looking at social justice and
right.
in the case of just basic rights,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
And obviously there are intersections of the two.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at this of the 21st century, and this has become cliche almost at this point, I think, see if you agree, that we say, we've come a long way, but we have so far to go.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. But it's true.
It is true.
And we obviously have, but do we, so here's my question, and this is like one of these huge topics that would take, $8 million in a fund and a grant.
Hope
and everything
the answer
else. No. I don't expect anyone to have the answer for this. But it just seems to me, it's one of the things I wonder about, is that when you talk about this very broad group, and this is for both of you, when we talk about this very large group of multiculturalism and all these different groups, it seems that everyone's going it alone. Like everyone is fighting for themselves, there was the fight for women's rights, there was a fight for civil rights, there's a fight for gay rights, there's a fight, and everybody's going it alone. It's not as if we're all coming together and saying these people are marginalized in some way, shape, or form. What can we do for them? How do we solve that, and how do we learn so that what we learn from the civil rights movement, what we learn from the women's rights movement, we can help in the gay rights movement?
Yeah, it's a really complicated question. I mean, there was a time, you know, maybe I'm romanticizing the 1960s, but when people were coming together over certain issues, I mean, they were out there, but they understood the overlap in terms of issues. But now we're at a point when there are dwindling resources, more competition for resources, when people are beginning to see those political and social tensions as separating them rather than bringing them together. And that's one of the things we wanted to do in with this project and with the Institute, get people together to think about what they have in common and how they can form collaborations, come together to work, for example, for grants that would help them to do something like a project,
right,
that would bring together people looking at sexual orientation, people looking at civil rights, people looking at disability issues, that they may have things in common that they could work together on, rather than saying we're up here and we're doing this piece and you're up here and you're doing this piece and maybe we overlap, but then we're competing, so we don't, because we're going to make the argument that there is strength in numbers, that when we come together over issues, when we think about social justice in these broader terms, that it makes it easier to begin to think about how we make changes in a community than when we're looking at ourselves as separate and apart.
And obviously these are issues that are on the street that we face every day. And Nicole, I mean, you're looking at it even through a larger lens of through world populations and of genocide, for God's sakes,
yes.
And that we're still talking about this. And again, the question of, well, how can we learn from what we've already gone through?
Well, I don't know in terms of genocide the final answer in that, but it's very interesting that today there's a lot of discussion around the definition of genocide, which was formulated just after the Second World War by the UN, a different time, a different place. And it protects four groups. It talks about national, ethnical, religious, and racial groups. And genocide is a crime committed against a group of one of these types, an intentional crime against them. And what I'm trying to do, guided by Frankie's questions, is to open up the definition of genocide and say, well, is it inclusive enough to cover various other examples of groups that have suffered something that looks a lot like genocide but may not fit the UN definition? I'm not trying to give answers. I'm trying to open up questions for discussion. Because genocide is one of those social issues that everybody's against, everybody's concerned about this, but it's not as easy as it sounds to think about how to prevent it or even define it.
And it happens all around us then.
It happens.
I mean, depending on that, looking at that definition, I mean, that it happens all around us.
Even if you just look at the UN's definition, it happens all around us. I did a count of all the genocides in the 20th century that I could identify looking at the literature. And believe it or not, it came to 77 in the 20th century. It's a lot of genocides, just using the UN definition.
Wow.
So it's really not just, you know, something that the Nazis did and we solved that one, maybe Rwanda, but, you know, just two or three is how most people think of genocide in the 20th century. I found 77.
When, Frankie, you look at this as a program and obviously something that you want to continue and look at, is there an optimism of what can be accomplished? Is there a thought of okay, well, these are the very, very real problems, but we do see ingredients there that if we put them together, we can change things?
Yeah, we're feeling optimism. When we started, frankly, we're a little scared about this big project that we're trying to take on. But we did do community. We did a community town hall over the summer and had about 34 organizational leaders who came in, and there were some questions about how do we do this, but then there was also some excitement about the possibility of working together, and we got positive feedback from people who began to think about if we're using the School of Criminal Justice as a kind of center for bringing people together, what are the possibilities? So we're going to be doing focus groups and other things during this year as we're talking to people, and we're feeling pretty good right now about the possibility. We're not going to solve all the problems.
Sure.
But what we can do is offer the resources of the School of Criminal Justice. Say that this is what we can do. We're good at what we do in terms of education and research. We can provide a center. We know about criminal justice. Some of you know more than we do about social justice issues. There are people on campus who are doing various really exciting things already out there in the community. There are people who are doing things in the community who other people may not know about. And so we want to let, become a kind of clearinghouse for that information. And we think we can do that really well in terms of bringing people together.
It is a fascinating project. To learn more about UAlbany's Justice and Multiculturalism in the 21st Century Project, you can visit albany.edu/Justice Institute, albany.edu/Justice Institute. You can also find out information about their lecture series, which is free and open to the public, and there is one taking place at noon today at Emerson Hall at the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Albany on Washington Avenue. The lecture is at 12 o'clock. There will be an open discussion with students at 1 o'clock, and Dr. Nicole Rafter will be speaking, and you'll be leading the discussion as well. Frankie, you'll be there?
I'm going to be introducing Nicole.
Excellent.
Could I just mention?
Of course.
Next week, we do have the kickoff for a film series that we're doing in collaboration with the Writers Institute. We're really excited about this film, and we're hoping that it's so free and open to the public. It's going to be at Page Hall, and so we invite people to go to the website and find out more information about it.
Again, the website is albany.edu/Justice Institute. albany.edu/Justice Institute. Drs. Nicole Rafter and Frankie Bailey, I thank you very much for joining us this morning and for the great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.